Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ask SaaS podcast with Stevie, Stephanie, and Bobby. This week, we're going to discuss organization and time management and share some helpful resources and learning apps with our special guest, Annie. Annie's going to tell us about some helpful learning applications that students may find useful for staying on track this term and staying organized. So Annie, welcome. Can you share a bit with us about your background and how you got into your position with SaaS?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Annie, and I'm a fifth year concurrent education student in the intermediate senior strand of the program. I started working at SAS as a learning strategist assistant in my second year of undergrad. And I originally applied for the position because I'm very interested in pursuing a career in special education and enjoy helping people tackle barriers that they have when it comes to education.
Awesome. So some of the areas that we find students have the most difficulty with, especially in the beginning of the term, are time management, motivation, and concentration. So we figured we would break down each of these topics and areas further with Annie's top picks for apps. So we're super excited to have you here, Annie, and we're excited to learn more about your strategies.
Yes, thanks, Bobby. How about we start with organization and time management? With time management, you really need to consider your own strengths, weaknesses, and goals, both personally and academically, to know which strategies are going to suit you best. Examples may be setting time limits for each task, creating to-do lists, planning ahead, getting organized, or prioritizing based on due dates and test and exam schedules, things like that.
Yeah, exactly, Steph. And just to add to those examples, you might want to also add helpful tools such as using an agenda or a calendar or some digital reminders. So Annie, please tell us, what is the top app you recommend for students who struggle with time management?
Yeah, for students who struggle with time management, I recommend the Microsoft To-Do app. It's similar to Google Calendar, but it allows students to make to-do lists as well. And it allows students to set reminders based on those to-do lists. So I recommend this app over Google Calendar because it syncs with the Brock email account and it syncs with the Outlook, meaning that all their classes and meetings scheduled through Teams will automatically appear on the calendar. So it's nice to have it all on one platform and super accessible on their laptop or their phone.
That's so great. Thanks, Annie. I know for myself throughout university, I'd get a nice agenda that I'd be more inclined to use, but then I would often just forget it at home. So I definitely would have preferred to use an app. I really like the idea of focusing on little tasks first. So you can see that to-do list getting shorter and shorter and create that sense of accomplishment and then tackling that big project. But this strategy is really only going to work well if you've given yourself enough time.
Yeah, thanks, Steph. And I just think this is a good time to mention that A to Z Learning Services does have excellent resources that are free and available to all Brock students. This month, there's actually a virtual workshop for time management that will explore topics such as scheduling, prioritizing tasks, increasing concentration, avoiding procrastination, and reducing stress. So we definitely encourage students to check out these workshops on Experience BU, and we will include the link below in the resources of this podcast.
Yeah, and on that note, actually, Stevie, I know motivation can be hard for some students. I know for sure I struggled a lot in university with finding the motivation to start studying for upcoming tests, and would find that I'd be starting it way too late. So to overcome this, I would arrange a study session with some friends from res. That way I would be studying, but I would also have some social time mixed in there as well. But I know with COVID, we're missing that social time and social study groups. So it's a great time to meet with people online to study. So in fact, A to Z Learning is actually offering virtual drop-in study groups all terms for students. So we will also include the link for this workshop in the resources below this episode. So Annie, when a student meets with you and tells you they're struggling to get motivated, what's some of the advice that you would suggest?
Thanks for the question. That's an excellent question because motivation is always a difficult thing to approach since all students are motivated by different things. But some strategies that I've found to be very helpful in the past motivating students is first having a conversation with them about what motivates them. Have them set up a routine to place them in the mindset to study. So whether that be going for a run before they start their homework or simply having breakfast and a coffee, just so that they're in the mindset and prepared to do that study session. Another is setting goals for themselves and looking at the big pictures. So Sometimes we lack motivation because we don't like a class, but I find it helpful if we look at the bigger picture or the bigger goal. So maybe you want to get an A in the class, or the student wants to become a sports agent one day. They have to go through this class and do well in it in order to become a sports agent and reach those bigger goals. So that really helps motivate students that dislike a class. Another one is setting rewards for themselves. So that could be anything from watching an episode of Netflix or hanging out with some friends after they finish their work. This is also a very good motivation technique, but it depends on the student because some aren't as regulated as others, and this might be a more of a method for procrastination. Lastly, an app that I use that I find extremely helpful is the Motivator Habit Tracker on the App Store. And it holds students accountable by assigning a cartoon character to a goal and a deadline. And if the student doesn't reach their goal, the cartoon character dies. And so I know it sounds silly, but you get really attached to these cartoon characters and you really do want to keep them alive. So it really helps to motivate students.
Thanks, Annie. That is such helpful advice. And I know I'm going to take a few tips from what you said. So for myself, I know I'll have a paper to work on. I'll block out the time. I'll set up my space, close my door. I will sit with my laptop and then I will literally stare at the wall for 6 hours. So I'm motivated to get it done. I've set the time aside and yet my concentration is non-existent. So what are some strategies you share with students who struggle with concentration?
Yeah, thanks for the question. I think as you mentioned, study space is essential to concentration. So having that phone on mute, turning it off, putting it in a separate space, that can all help with concentration. Another thing is having natural lighting, or some students, I recommend them listening to music like white noise or classical music that allows them to be more focused in on their work. Also, another thing is that it's proven that our concentration is best in short spurts. And there have been studies that show that the average individual can only focus optimally for 20 to 30 minutes at a time before losing focus. So another thing that I recommend to students is taking those frequent breaks, which keeps us focused and also makes the study task less daunting. One app that I use is Focus Booster, which uses a Pomodoro's technique, which sets a timer for 25 minutes of work, followed by a 5 minute break. And then each hour of work, the student would get a 15 to 20 minute break. And this is free on iOS and Android, as well as a Google extension.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Annie. All this information is amazing, and I'm sure all of our students will find it very helpful. So for students who are interested in these apps, how would they access them?
Yep. So I'm creating a little document and it will be available in resources with all my top apps.
That's great. So just an FYI, for SAS students, if you've explored all the A to Z time management resources and you still are interested in further support from a learning strategist like Annie, I would suggest that you contact your case manager to discuss the referral process for this.
Also, I'd just like to add to throw in a reminder to students who still need to activate their accommodations this term to please book a meeting with your case manager or drop an appointment or submit that request to roll accommodations form that was sent out. This form is linked below our first episode.
Thanks, Bobby and Steph, for those reminders. And thank you so much to Annie for joining us today. We appreciate your time and this has been super helpful.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right, so that wraps up another episode. So please make sure to tune in next time where we chat about preparation for the upcoming midterms. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your week.